All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Please keep that in mind. We greet each other coming and going. We also exercise the talk now button as the first priority when we're communicating with each other, especially like that on the social level. All right. This is not a culture where you just type your answers. It's also a culture where you communicate. While I love your typing, good morning, Naja, could not be communicated in typing, okay? There's a whole lot that's communicated in your voice. Excitement, scare, many of those things. Good morning, Jerisa. So glad that you are here. All right. We have demonstrations this evening. Please use your email list, use your cell phone list, use your Skype list. We want you to bring students, other students and other friends and adults or whatever in. We will open up the wiki space, we want you to send them the link to this room here. And I'm gonna put in the text chat for everyone. Let's make it happen so that you can email to others. No problem. Only calling out what applies. Naja. If you don't have a Skype list, and that doesn't apply to you. Okay? If you have an email list, if you have friends on the phone, they do not have to have a webcam to participate. They do not have to have a headset to participate. They do need computer speakers so they can hear you. And of course, a monitor and an internet connection so they can see you. All right. So that's the link there. All right, that takes care of that. Let's just here. Let's just pretend that we're there, that this is a demonstration, and I might say, okay, Jerisa, would you give us the I am Aya pledge, please? It's your time. Jerisa, I need to know that we're communicating this morning, sister. I do not like silence. I don't know whether that means you're not hearing me. If you, choose not to do what I ask, that's okay. I mean, I don't like it, but I can, whatever. But being ignored, I will not do so. You got to say, I can't hear you. You got to say, my mic is not working. You got to say, I don't know it yet. Okay. So talk to me, sister. All right, then I'm going to assume that you're having technical difficulties, and when you get them sorted out, you can come back. All right. folks, I hope you get the message. This is, you have to be focused, and you have to be responsive. Whether you know an answer or not, you can still respond. You cannot be ignoring. And if you have huge computer difficulties that keep you from being responsive, then I'll ask you to get those straightened out by yourself. And when you're ready to learn, and learning means interaction at Aya, then you can come back. Okay, next person. We are at a demonstration, and we have people signing in from all over the country and around the world to see what you've been learning. And so I will say, Bakari, would you please step up and give us the I Am Aya Pledge? Bakari, please respond. Alrighty, you have a few minutes, so you can think as... Okay, thank you. Thank you, Unique. Then Bakari, maybe you need to reboot your computer and get your computer unfrozen. Log back in when you're ready. Bye. All right. It is this afternoon, and people are coming in to hear and see what you have done and what you have learned. And so, Akanke, would you please tell our visitors what we are about, not tell, recite our Aya pledge the I am I a pledge for our imaginary visitors.
I am. I am alive. I am conscious and aware. I am unique. I am who I say I am. I am the value of God. I forever evolve inwardly and outwardly in response to the challenge of my nature. I am the face of humanity. The face of humanity is my face. I contemplate myself and see everything in me. I outgrow the use of crutches. I face the challenge of being eternal. I align the cells in my body. I know each by name. I am self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, learn, I convert into myself. I walk in humility in the presence of the person. I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas. They create disorder in my personality. I am the enemy of all dogma, for dogma is the prison of the mind. I am a value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human and being a self-defining value. My name is man. My name is woman. I formed myself from my mandate. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being of value. I realized the glory of being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I shall never be alone, for I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am the cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past. I am the present and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person. I am.
Mo. Why I did pa. Very good. Very, very, very good. Excellent. That's what we expect. Okay, thank you. Akanke. And we are continuing with our preparation for this evening, where we will be demonstrating what we have done, what we've been learning. And so, Jerisa, you're back. Sorry that you got booted. I saw that it was an internet issue because you and your sister got booted at the same time. I'd like for Jerisa, for you to say the I am I a pledge, just as you heard Akanke do that. Please do not read it. Come from as much from memory as you can. Let us hear you, please, ma'am. All right, Jerisa, we cannot hear you. I will tell all of you during before school, after school, at night, it is time for you to get your computer right, okay? you cannot be ignorant of your computer. You cannot be that your computer is too much and too complicated. It cannot be that somebody else has to fix it unless you're just gonna be someone who bugs that somebody else. You must become skilled at getting your computer right, okay? Operative, right. Because when it's not operative, then you can't participate. If you can't participate, you cannot learn, okay? I will reiterate, this is not an ordinary school. It is not a public school. It is not even ordinary like your best private school, because your best private school cannot touch what we teach. Okay, it is a privilege to go to Aya Education Institute, And I expect for you to do everything you can, use every bit of influence you can to get webcams, headsets, computers working right, okay, so that when it's class time, you can participate and participate well. I'll specifically say, Bakari, you got to step up, son. Do whatever you got to do, work whatever magic you got with your father, and learn what you need to learn so that your computers are right. Unique, I expect for you to become computer literate as well. Jerissa, I expect for you to do the same thing, sister. Okay. Now, Nigel Brown, I expect for you to do the same thing. This is not a school where you can just the computers are optional. This is your instrument and your tool, your vehicle, your doorway for connection. And you got to make sure it's right. Azachar plays guitar. When it's time to perform, he has to make sure his guitar is tuned. He has to make sure it's stored in ways so that moisture won't get to it and change the sound. Is that right, Azachar? Whatever you are doing, when you're responsible for it, you make sure that your instrument is working well. Okay? If you're swimming, then you want to make sure that your bathing suit is right. You want to make sure that your body is in the condition. Okay? In order for you to get this education, you have to have the internet, you have to have a computer, you have to have a headset and webcam. It is your job to work whatever magic you have to work. And if you have difficulty, to learn how to work around those difficulties, okay, so that it doesn't stop your participation. Now, we've had many students who've had difficulty, but you see them working hard to participate above and beyond their difficulties. And that shows me the kind of attitude they have. So, Jerissa, fix your computer, sister. Reboot it, do what you got to do, and come back in the classroom and come back strong. Okay? Reboot your computer. Cut it off, cut it back on, come back in. East Coast, get you a microphone. Okay? Don't start school next week without a microphone. You can have your dad or your mom call me. I'm not letting you start next week unless you have a microphone. Everybody has to load TeamViewer. TeamViewer, and it has to be operative during school hours. After that, you can turn it off if you want to. TeamViewer will allow me to, or any of the instructors, to access your computer, to see what you're doing, to give you help when you need it, and to make sure that you are paying attention. You already tried to restart. You completely cut it off and cut it back on, Jerissa? Talk to me. Okay. I want you to try it again and then log back in. Cut it completely off, then cut it completely on again, and then log back in the room. All right? All right. We are back with our visitors, and they are wanting to know what we have learned. This is just partly practice here. I want each one of you to come on and give me a 30-second, so you cannot cover all that you've learned. Pick a significant thing or two that you have learned or that you are learning. Pretend that you are talking to our audience that's gathered. Let me hear it. It does not. We'll deal with it in a minute. I'll have some tech time a little bit later on. Give me. You tell your father that I want TeamViewer on your computer. Make it happen. Okay. You get to choose a conque. Right now, East Coast, switch your attention. I'm not saying load it right now. East Coast, did you hear what I said? When I say and give you directions like that, I do not want argument from you, okay? If you persist, then you don't belong here. You got to know when to shift. Right now, I'm shifting, and you have to follow my lead. All right? This is the second day in a row that you've done that. When I say, it's okay for you to disagree with me. I don't mind you disagreeing with me. What I don't like is when I shift and say, this is what you need to do about the topic has shifted, that you're going to still argue about whether you agree with me or disagree with me about viruses. I don't mind you disagreeing with me, son. But if you bring that disagreement when I've shifted into something else, then that means you have your own agenda and you can do that on your own time. Do you understand me, East Coast? Thank you very much. I like disagreement. I like independent thinking. I don't have no problem with it. At the same time, when it's time to shift, then it's time to shift and let it go. And one of your major pieces of work is knowing how to let things go, okay? And knowing how to shift. Or else your genius, and you are a genius, is going to get in your way. All right. The assignment is you have 30 seconds. Something that you have learned or that you are learning. Have it be something that you didn't know already or didn't know enough about or you're learning more about. Something that you are either proud of or even that you still have questions about. What I'll be listening for is your sincerity. As if I'm someone from the community coming to find out what you have been learning. All right, in this 30 seconds, you cannot talk about all your classes. You can choose any from any class or any classes. You just have 30 seconds to let me know what you're learning and tell it to me in a way that you think would be interesting to me. You got it. Let's start from the top. Akanke, Allende, Bakari, East Coast, Isachar, Niger, Nasha Smith, and Unique.
In science class, we had to write a paper about colony collapse disorder, and personally, I've heard of it, but I didn't know what it really was, and I did some research about it, and it was talking about how the colonies of honeybees have been dying, and I had to research, you know, why that was, and so when I started researching it, it was really interesting to find out that, you know, that bees are being affected by new diseases like humans are, and they're getting malnutrition from the crops that they feed off of, and it's just and with global warming also, they're saying that that's affecting them too. And it was just interesting to see that, you know, honeybees are very important to the environment, and I realized that, you know, a lot, if we don't take care of the living things that, you know, help us to live, then we won't end up, you know, that could negatively affect us. So I thought that it was just interesting to hear about that. And, you know, I think that something needs to be done about it. So it was just interesting to hear about that and learn some more about it.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. A little feedback. You said they said several times, you did research and they said, I have no idea who they is or who the researchers, what's your information, so you might at least say the authors, the experts, and if you can say along the way any of those people, and I don't mean just for a paper, it needs to be in your head. They say, you know, I want you to give a little bit, be able to say as a follow-up to, I did research on that, and based on my research, you know, the sources said, and one of those sources, the main source from that was, and then you can keep on, because then I know who the they is, okay? One other thing that was interesting tells me absolutely nothing. If you say I was interested in that, then I'm wanting to know why you were interested in that. But there's a phrase, oh, that's very interesting, and that's very interesting tells me nothing. It's a placeholder. I have no idea what that means, whether it makes you sad, happy, scared, or any of those things. So just take that in. It's not just for you, Akanke. That's for everyone. We want to work to get that was interesting replaced in your vocabulary, although people use it all the time. It is a placeholder. And if you tell me something, and I said, oh, that's interesting. What do you know? If I just heard you sing like we did a couple of Fridays ago, and I said, oh, Naja, that's an interesting song. You don't know what that means to me. And so it's a placeholder that I encourage you to change. All right, very good, Akanke. Thank you so much. And I really love your being interested in that topic. All right, very good. Allende, you're up next.
Okay. Well, in my geology class, I'm learning about the three different soil types. Sand, silt, clay. There's a way you can identify the three different types clay. If you can roll it into a ball, it's clay. If you can't, it's sand. If it's in between, like it rolls into a ball, but it falls apart, it's silt. And now, every time I go outside, I'm trying to identify the different soil types, digging up dirt and different things. But that's something I'm excited about learning.
Very good. Moop. Moop. Very good. All right, you're next, Bakar.
Well, in school we learned about, in math, Brother Balogun teaches us a lot. And calculus and environmental science and everything that he teaches us. And so what I was going to talk about is the, division and multiplication, but Brother Balogun has taught me a lot more about it in the school, and it was a great school.
You get an F for that, brother. A straight up F. Okay, that's fluff. There's nothing but fluff. I don't want you here. Balogun teaches us a lot. That's not saying anything. All right, this is what you have learned or are learning. Okay. So you go straight to it. This is something that I'm learning more of. I knew some about. I'm learning more about. This is something I have learned that I didn't know. And so it's clear to me that you have not prepared, at least in terms of thinking of that, at all. It doesn't show, okay? Listen, son. Just listen and take it in, okay? Okay? What I want you to understand is, are you saying you're taking what I said as a compliment? Is that what you're saying to me? Let me get clear. Is that what you said? All right, great. Then I tell you what. When you are ready to come in and not be disrespectful, then you come back. Because I don't play that. All right. We can get one more in. East Coast, it's your turn. All right. You can go over to your brother's microphone and log back in and hear your voice. And I want to, for you to hear, I want to hear from you what you have learned or are learning, as if you're talking to people who gathered to hear it. While we're waiting for him to get there, East Coast, when you are there, I will know it because he will be logged back in. This is... the key is that you are honest, okay? This is not a performance, but let me just tell you why this is important. This is not just a cute thing for Aya to do, to have other students. We did this when we had when we were in the Aya house. We did it when we had another school. Regular education divorces you from the community. You're being educated to serve this black community and to get support from this black community. And to do that, they have to know what you're doing and what you're learning. They get to ask you questions about it. Sometimes they challenge you. Sometimes they ask you questions for their own understanding. All the time, they support you. The regular school programs, public and private, are designed to alienate you from your community. I'll give you one example. When I went to University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, to get an undergraduate and a master's degree, nobody at that college asked my mother, asked my father, asked anybody in my community or anybody that looked like me, anybody that knew me or cared about me, what they would want me to know, what they would want to make sure that those instructors at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill would make sure that I knew. They didn't ask that. And they didn't ask that because they were not training me. They were not educating me to serve my community. They were educating me to serve other people's community, okay? To serve the white community. That's what the education was for. If they were educating me to serve my community, they would have asked what my community needed of me, what my community wanted of me. But they did not ask that, okay? If they'd asked my father, he would have said, make sure he knows how to turn his knowledge into a business so he can support his family. Because my father, I never saw him work a day in his life for others. He worked for himself. If they would have asked my mother, who was a minister, she would have said, make sure that whatever he learns, he can explain that to the least of these. I will tell you right now, my whole academic situation would have been different if at the end of a course of study they said, well, in order for you to get this degree, your father says you have to demonstrate that you know how to turn this into a business so that you can feed your family. Even if that would have been an independent study, look at how different that would have been. Your mother says you must be able to explain axiology, epistemology, etc., that you've learned in communication and science through the least of these. So you have to go speaking to a number of different groups around the county, around the state, to demonstrate that. And then they'd have to be able to show that they understand what you are saying. You know, you are not being educated at Iowa Education Institute to serve others' communities before you serve your own. And so that is not just a theory and a philosophy. It is also something that we actively do. And that's why people, parents and friends and others come in. And so, you know, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying so you know this is a part of your education. And so you have to take it seriously. Okay? And all that is being honest about what you're learning. If it's clear that you're not learning anything, that you're not trying anything, then the community will hear that. Okay, and they will have heard, for example, what Bakari said as fluff. That's why I'm giving them that feedback straight up, and I'll give it to any of you. Okay, they expect for you when you log in for your computer to be working correctly, for your stuff to be tight. You're not new anymore. Any of you who this is your first year, you've had 2 months. Okay, it's time to step it up. And all we're looking for is authenticity. Authenticity. What have you authentically learned? Okay, or are you learning? All right. I will at the Guardian period, the second Guardian period at 12:45. I will see you again, or either direct someone to have you continue in this vein, so that because we didn't get everyone. But I just want you to know the philosophy behind what we're doing and the expectation. All right. All right. East Coast, I see that you have not logged back in on your brother's computer. So I assume that you don't want to share what you have in terms of make that oral presentation. You have a mic? Okay, great. Let me hear it. Tonight, I want your computer to have been rebooted. I expect every morning for you to reboot your computer, or at least cut off that night and cut on the next morning if you want to do that. I don't cut my computer on and off every night. But before you go into the conference room, you want to make sure that everything is working. Tonight, I do not, and Sunday, you know, want you struggling with sound issues, okay? Unless there's something that occurs during the conference, okay? I expect for you to have taken care of that as best you can, okay? As best you can. Now, I do know that there is no way to know absolutely how things will go. At the same time, I don't want you switching stuff in the middle of class. I just want you to be prepared. Okay, East Coast, let's hear it. Okay, East Coast, I'll hear it at lunchtime. All right, the next is all I want to hear. Jerisa, I want to check with you to see if your sound has come through. All right. Okay, folks, I want to give praise to the Creator, known to our people by many names. Want to pour libation and respect of the Creator. And in acknowledging that this universal life force that binds us together is responsible for us coming together, for all that we have done and all that we will do. For the Creator, we say, Ashe. And for our ancestors, those who fought for our freedom, those who fought for our freedom. Some fought intellectually. Type their names in the text chat. As you do, we say Ashe. the type Ashe. Ashe, those who fought for our freedom. Type their names in the text chat. Ashe. Ashe. Some fought militarily. Who are they? Ashe. Some fought socially against unjust laws. Ashe. And those who built our community, in addition to those who fought, were those who helped build. They were the nurturers. They were the institution builders. They were the movement builders. Ashe. And who? And now, as I ask you for various categories like builders, if you know that you don't know many people who built our community, then you want to work to strengthen that. And then there were the healers. Who? Those who healed us. Who healed, worked to heal our people. I'm waiting for some name to fly in the text chat. Charles Drew, Ashe. Ben Carson, is he passed? He's still with us, Nasha. Mm-hmm. So a list of healers. Well, that same, I heard you put Araminta. She not only fought for our people, she was also a tremendous healer. Araminta. For those ancestors whose name we know and don't, those warriors, those healers, those builders, we pay homage to you. We beseech you to come to be with us, to make us strong, so that we develop intellectually and socially to be leaders in our community, in our families, so that just as Brother Kim Kwaba uplifted, seeking to uplift his community, he uplifted himself, we too seek with your strength and your example to uplift our communities, our people, and the world. And we know as we do, we will therefore be uplifted. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. All right, you are late, according by me. I'm responsible getting you to your classes. And who is not taking fundamentals? If you are not taking this class this morning, I want you to stay right here. Again, remind you that tonight is the demonstration. Invite people. Also, if you're having static pictures, no sneakers, no other things. If you don't have a webcam, which I'm encouraging you to get and have active, if not, please have a picture of yourself, a good one. As a child, that's a cute picture. I forgot what it was, some word, but I'd much rather see your face. I hope everybody got that, okay? All right. Have a good day. Those of you not in that class, please stay right here. Good. It's a good message, but right then I'd rather see you. Bakari, you and I need to have a conversation, son. What you said to me was disrespectful. Open your mic and clarify yourself and or apologize. It also was disrespectful of other students and the school. Open your mic right now and talk. Clarify yourself and or apologize. Yes, Akanke, thank you for letting me know. All right, Allende, are you not in foundational math? You are released to go to your to Brother Balagun's class. If you are not in that class, please stay. Bakara, you cannot go because you mean you have some unfinished business. Jerisa, I need to you not to go until we get clear about your computer. Isco, you are free to go if you are in that class. All right, so I assume that everyone is here except for possibly Bakara and Jerisa are not in, do not take math this morning with Brother Balagun. All right, Bakari, can you speak yet? All right, thank you, Unique. Hello, Bakari, can you speak yet?
Yes, I can.
Then continue speaking.
Oh, Bob, because I was saying when you said that I get enough, I said I was gonna take. I was ty- I said that I was gonna take that as a compliment, and as I was typing, that I will do better next time.
I'll take that as a compliment. I take it as sarcastic, and I won't have it. I don't want you to take that feedback as a compliment, son, and you know that, okay? That's sarcastic and disrespectful when I'm giving you feedback designed to make you better, okay? That is not a compliment. It's fine that you take it in as true if you want to take it in as true. It's fine that you take it in as feedback and then you do something about it. But to say that you take it as a compliment is in fact disrespectful, and I don't play that. I love you being strong, brother. I like strong brothers. I'm a man among men, and I like men, and I like young men and old men and middle-aged men. But I don't appreciate that kind of disrespect. You can save that for your brothers and sisters on the street if you want to. Whenever I'm giving you feedback and you perform or say something and I give you feedback that it wasn't up to par, if you do that again to me, then, you know, we have to question clearly whether you want an I education. Because I'm not going to try to teach you. I work hard. I work hard through computer stuff. I work hard through learning stuff. But I'm not going to try to force you to learn. Nobody can. If you don't see by now the opportunity here, then you have to deal with your parents on that. Okay? But I'm not going to take disrespect. Do you understand that? All right. I expect for you to be prepared, and you have been slacking. Okay. I expect for you to be prepared. Okay. This work, your schoolwork, is priority number one. Okay. If that's a problem, then have your mom and dad to call me. If putting this work as priority number one is a problem, have them call me. Then we'll talk about it. I'll talk. That's something I need to talk about with them. Okay, but I didn't hear you're being prepared at all today, and I don't want you to ever give any fluff like that. If you're not prepared, say I'm not prepared. But clearly, all you had to do was stop giving empty jive accolades. Brother Balagoon taught us a lot. You haven't said anything. We're not asking you to compliment Brother Balagoon. We're asking you to show what you have been learning, and to prepare your links and your pages so that you can show that, okay? So that you can demonstrate that, either through your words or through what you have on your pages, or through the questions that will be asked, okay? I learned division. Give me a break, okay? So I expect for you to do much better than that. Are you going to his class right now? All right? Go there and tell him what happened this morning. And I'm also going to tell him, because he would be sorely disappointed after all the work that he puts in, if that's the best you could say that you've learned. All right, take care. I'll check with you at 12:45. Yo, Ife, how you doing, man? Great. I've been, just a second. I've been kicking people out of the room this morning. I'm all right. I'm all right. I ain't playing with it though. I took kick Jerisa out. You know, says no. You're either in or out. At this point, you know, you either in or out. The honeymoon's over. We've had time to adjust. You know, either valued or not. When I said this year it's a privilege to go to Aya, that's exactly what I mean. You know, that's, you know, what we were doing. I asked people to go down and give me a 30-second snapshot of what they've learned or been learning, you know, choose from one class or several, but they just have to do it in a short order. And Bakari was fluffing. I learned a lot. And blah, blah, blah. I just came out straight out and said, you got an F. And he said, he typed in a text chat, I take that as a compliment. I booted him out. I ain't taking no sarcasm. He's all of them just straight. But anyway, it's a good day. You know, I wanted to impress upon the importance and gave him some of the philosophy of why next leaders or next generation of leadership, okay? We're depending on you all to do that. So this is an accountability thing, so we want you to put forth your genuine presentation of what you've learned in the science classes, in the mathematics classes, in the fundamentals of engineering classes, in the operations and management classes. Take this opportunity to talk to the community members about the things that you've done in environmental science, the topics. We've talked about a lot of topics. In fact, just today in the environmental science class, we discussed the various different things that happen as a result of human population issues. You all have studied a lot about population growth. And before then, we've talked about conservation. We've talked about various different other things. In the geology students, you've talked about various different rocks. You've talked about soil types. You've gone on rock hunting expeditions. So talk to them about what you've learned in all of the classes, and be prepared to show them something. So get some examples of some things off the wiki. Have them at hand where you can show them and talk to them about it. Answer their questions. Ask them questions about what they think. So tonight we're going to start it at 7:30.
How long do we have for each presentation?
How long do each of you have to present? Let me see. So I'm guessing that would a good estimate would be, as far as individually, how much time you all will have individually, a good estimate for that would be about probably at maximum 10 to 15 minutes. We don't want your presentations to be too long and gregarious and verbose, because one, we want to leave room for questions from the parents and from your community members, and secondly, you just don't want to wear them out.
Okay, because I was going to do two demonstrations. I was going to do two different demonstrations on two different math functions. But I guess that doesn't sound like enough time for two. I might have to just cut it down to one.
You might have enough time for two. And we're also, so just play it by ear. Try to plan on getting two in, and at minimum, pick one that you love to do in the event that you have to choose one, and hopefully you have time to do both. All right, so are there any other questions about this evening?
Well, just so everyone knows, Akilah and Amir will not be here tonight because they have their great-grandfather's in the hospital, so they had to go see him, and they won't be back by the demonstration, in time for the demonstration, but they will be here on Sunday. Also, I won't be presenting much because I don't take many math or science classes, but I will be here, probably will say a few words, and here to support or help anybody. So if any of y'all need help between now and the demonstration time, feel free to ask me for help.
So do you all have together a list of things that you're ready to present? Like, is your student page organized well enough? So, as a matter of fact, when you all put together a demonstration page, who's put together a demonstration page already? Okay, so you also go ahead and put together a demonstration page. Create a page that includes some of the things that you're going to present on there. And that way it'll just make it easier for you to navigate around and have everything set up so that time can roll smoothly and you won't have to go searching for pages when it's time for you to present. Are there any other concerns about this evening or about any of the other demonstrations?
I was wondering if when we put our best work on our demonstration pages, should we like, do one specific thing, or can we pick more than one?
You can pick more than one. If you don't have time to present them all, you just don't have time to present them all. But definitely pick more than one so that you can have more than one option to choose from.
Right, and also you can let everybody know when they're here that they have the option of going back and viewing it on their own. If they want to, they don't have to, you know, you don't have to present it, but they can still see it later if they want to.
Okay, Nasha, do you have some questions about what a demonstration page is? Okay, but you say you don't understand, right?
I think she's saying the question was answered. All right, anyone else?
One more question. And when we're talking about what we've learned, should we just talk about specifically with math and science, or with all the subjects?
Tonight we're focusing on math and science. We try to divide the days up so that we can have all the subjects get their proper focus. So yes, math and science.
Oh, okay, I see. So we're doing, like, on Sunday we do the same presentation.
Is that what's going on? Because I thought it was a little bit different, but okay. Okay, I thought it was today math and science, and then Sunday language arts and social studies. But it's like next week is language arts and social studies. Okay, so all this week is math and science. Alrighty, and keep healing.
Yes, everybody, make sure that if you have not invited people already, please send out invitations. Invite your family, your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. Start your stuff. All right, you all. Does everybody have the link to the IA public room for any invitations that they may want to send? All right, folks. Well, I look forward to seeing everybody tonight. It's been a lot of fun working with you all this semester and watching you all grow. And I really look forward to you all getting a chance to demonstrate some of the things that you've learned over the semester to all your relatives, to your community members, and to your friends. And so, I will bid you adieu, and I will see you this evening.
Okay, I appreciate everyone for coming to class today. I appreciate everyone for working on their presentation pages. I want you all to know that you're going to do great. I appreciate the students who were in my little mini class today. Had fun with y'all. I appreciate myself for doing that. I appreciate Akante because I can see she's really working this whole demonstration thing really diligently, and I appreciate her being here. So I will see y'all tonight at 7:30. Peace.
I appreciate everybody for coming to school today. I appreciate Brother Balogun for all his help in math class and for science. And I appreciate Ife and Brother Balogun and Babu Kessa for helping to make sure that we get our demonstration pages together. And I'll see y'all tonight.
I appreciated this class today. Just for the part of saying what the presentations are. And I'll see you all at 7:30.
I appreciate everyone for all their attendances this day. Thank you, Brother Balogun, for going over everything today. This has been a really productive class for me. I know I've learned a lot today, especially today. So, hope you guys have a good rest of your day until we see you this evening.
All right, is that it for appreciation?
All right, everyone. I will see you all this evening. Odabo.
All right, peace, y'all.